Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Linda Wegner joins us from the 4-H program of Cornell Cooperative Extension, Fulton and Montgomery Counties. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bob.
You have food on your mind today, a food sale for 4-H.
Yes, we've got our spring 4-H fundraiser coming up, which is featuring local food products. This is actually our fourth year that we have decided to feature local fruit pies and cheddar cheeses, honey, and chocolate novelties for our sale. And that's going to be starting on February 12th and running for a month through March 11th. We've got 4-H members and volunteers who you can order from. You can contact our office directly, or you can come into the office. And just some nice options to not only support 4-H, but frankly to promote some of our local vendors in the area.
Sounds good. So, I mean, 4-H folks will be out selling these things and the other ways to buy that you mentioned, right?
That's correct. And we have certainly done very well the last couple of years. With this option, like I said, we used to sell some other products that were made outside the area, and this was a concerted effort on our 4-H Youth Development Committee to say, you know, I think we want to support more of the local things happening and with the local movement to supporting local foods. So this has been very beneficial for us. So we're, again, pleased to feature some cheeses from Palatine Valley Dairy and some chocolate right there in Amsterdam from Ferriello's. And some honey from Ruleson Honey in the town of Florida. And, of course, Smith's Orchard Bake Shop is making us the pies that we'll be selling.
Very good. Yes, I say I was going to place them geographically compared to where I am. We're probably closest to Ruleson's,
okay,
since we're in the town
correct.
Of Florida ourselves.
That's correct. So, and I will say the prices are pretty much staying the same. The only product that went up a little bit was the honey. So it's a good product. There you have long shelf life. Actually, the fruit pies you can throw in the freezer, and 6 months later or so, you can still pop them in and bake them. They are frozen pies, and then you bake them yourself. And, of course, I would say probably the shortest shelf life is the chocolate. And, frankly, if there's any chocolate on my desk, it doesn't last too long anyway. So that's not going to hang around too much. Again, the cheese also lasts a long time as well. If you don't put it in the refrigerator, actually, it will have a longer shelf life. As soon as you put it in the refrigerator, it has to be kept refrigerated.
Huh.
So that's an interesting thing. So actually with other events and activities coming up in the spring, whether it be Easter or further on down to Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations, these are really some products you can get to share with your family and some of the celebrations coming up.
Mm-hmm. And the Palatine Valley cheeses, they are flavored or something, right?
I mean, yes, they offer a variety of flavored cheddar cheeses, and we're featuring a couple of their gift packets, but the most popular is their little cheese blocks. And we're offering several different flavors, horseradish, jalapeno, garlic, pepperoni, and extra sharp cheddar, and a few of their cheese curd products as well. And all these will be coming in as of March 29th. So, again, they will be able to be delivered before Easter, if folks would like to plan on that as well. And, again, this is to support our local 4-H programs. None of the money is going out to, a state or national entity. And just for trivia, 4-H has formerly been around in Montgomery County since 1914 and in Fulton County since 1917. Even though we started out with canning clubs for girls and corn clubs for boys, we may look a little bit different, but it's still really relevant for young people today. And so we're doing things around youth community action, some more maybe science and engineering and technology projects, and still healthy lifestyles is certainly important too. So eating well and getting out there and getting some physical fitness.
Well, Linda Wegner, I thank you for joining us. The food sale, it's underway now. I mean, you're taking
orders?
It will
be starting on February 12th, but look soon. I would say by Monday you'll probably see the information up on our website, www.cce.com. And like I said, if there's 4-H'ers or 4-H volunteers in your community, please contact them or also give us a call at 673-5525 and we can help you out.
Linda Wegner of the 4-H program, good luck with the food sale. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Bob.